There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. The reason for that is you find listeners of this program. So first and foremost, as we try and do often on the program, thank you for listening and entrusting us with your valuable time and tuning in on What's on Your Mind and chatting about just that, What's on Your Mind. What's on my mind is beautiful Mindora, North Dakota, and memories of the hair standing up in the back of my neck and the goosebumps from a fabulous musical last night. And we're going to talk this hour a little bit about that. We have the host, the Queen of the West of the Mindora Musical, be here to chat with us for a couple of minutes. We're also going to chat with Scott McNally and talk a little bit about oil and gas development in North Dakota from his perspective. Spent some time doing a lot of great research, and you'll want to listen close on that. And then we'll round up with Randy Hotzendieler from the Theodore Roosevelt Mindora Foundation and Justin Fist, the Mindora Marketing Manager, Director. So we're looking forward to that as we wrap up another hour live from Mindora. The Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is raring to go. If you have questions for any of these guests, you can call us at 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550, 701-258-055. Todd loves your texts. He loves those texts, so give him a text. Send him a text at 701-226-8503. That's 701-226-8503. We're brought to you this hour by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Have you heard about the Clean Power Plan from the EPA? You probably have in the news, and you're probably thinking, oh, it's just another deal. It'll go away. Well, this one is pretty serious. It also seriously targets North Dakota, so much so the Attorney General of our state is currently considering a standalone lawsuit against the EPA. And why you need to pay attention is because of how much you pay for energy, right? So go grab your MDU bill or your XL Energy bill or Cass County Electric, whatever. Open it up and say, what would happen if this went up 30%, 40%, 50%? What would that mean for tuition for the kids or for maybe that summer vacation in Mindora next year not being possible? And by the way, if you buy something, the cost of everything is impacted by the cost of electricity. So this matters. And there's also a reliability concern as well. A lot of really key issues. And, of course, this is so important to North Dakota because of the jobs here and because of cheap electricity. So find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org, and join the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. It is an honor to welcome to the program the Queen of the West of the Mindora Musical, Emily Walter. Hey, Emily, how are you?
I am great. Good morning.
What a fabulous show.
Well, thank you very much. You keep
knocking it out of the park.
Well, we love it. We love it. It's a great place to be.
Now, I'm going to ask the big question first. I usually say that for last. How do you put up with Bill Sorensen? What is, that has just got to be
Well, it is my job.
Is it?
It's part of the deal. You got to take Bill with it. Oh. Actually, we have a ball on stage. It has been very fun developing that whole banter relationship with him over the last several years. And we've been friends for about 20 years ourselves, and to get on stage and then have that develop. I'm not exactly sure how it developed, but it did, and it's very fun.
I'm obviously joking because he's an extraordinary talent. I mean, he really is.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
It's so many different arenas, but the whole thing with the acronyms and the, it is just, I don't know how he does it.
I don't either. And it even more so when he did those routines in a show previously, but he had to make cuts for this show to make it fit in. So I can understand him having known this because he wrote it and everything in years past. But then to cut it up and then remember it after doing it for all the time that he did, I don't know. I just stand back and watch and laugh.
It really is incredible. Now, as much as I love Bill, I don't get goosebumps when he's doing his. But when you sing, I do. And the kids come on stage, and there's so many magical, wonderful moments about the musical. And it's the 50th anniversary this year, so really encouraging folks to take it in and soak it all in. But it is just, you're a great talent, and it's a great show.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It's wonderful to be here again. I can't believe it's been that 9 years total for me out in Medora.
Well, in two rounds, right?
Right.
Because you were Burning Hill Singer.
Right, in the early 90s for 3 years. When I was in grad school, I'd just come out of the Air Force. I sang with the Strategic Air Command Band and then went back to school. And during my grad school days, I was a Burning Hill Singer here. And then it just went on from there.
So what's it like for a member of the cast? You're doing the show over and over and over again, and you're in Medora. Is it fun, or does it become a bit of a grind?
It is fun. It's a wonderful place to be. It is challenging because I don't believe that there's another show on the planet that goes every single solitary night. So you have to make sure that you keep your mind and your body and everything in good working order, and rest on off time and such, because it's 100 nights in a row, and we've had some not so weather in North Dakota. I mean, we just had that big heat spell, and
50-degree swing,
you're sweltering one night and then freezing the next. It's pretty crazy. That's not common, but you have to just deal with that type of thing. But the nights when it is absolutely perfect out there, perfect, the temperature, the scenery, you turn around and you see the elk on the hill and the pink and orange of the sky, and it's just stunning, it makes everything just perfect and right.
Tell me if you would be willing to sing like a little line or two of your favorite song.
Actually, that would be just fine, because it's usually at that time of the evening when the sun is setting and those colors start to come out that we sing a song called Medora that really does paint a lovely picture of what on those nights that I'm looking at. And it's about the Marquis, and he named the town after Medora, and it's just about him reflecting on that beauty. Across the tan Dakota land, the sun is slowly fading. Shadows of the night are coming on. Another day has slipped away. Still she goes on waiting, waiting for the one who sang this song. He sang Medora, Medora, I'll be coming back to you. Wild and free, she waits for me, coming home to Medora.
I love it. Thank you so much. That's very pretty. And, of course, the setting there is beautiful, as the music and everything else.
Idyllic.
You're so right. Congratulations on all your success. Tell your castmates that it is awesome.
Thank you. I'll pass that on. Thanks for coming.
And we're rooting for you to get past 115,000 folks in the seats this year. So
yes.
Keep cranking. I know last year hit 100,000. That was a milestone, which was neat. And keep going.
Well, keep plugging. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Emily Walter is the Queen of the West of the Medora musical with us today. We're going to chat a little later on about some more things about Medora. Your calls, questions, and comments, welcome on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today at 800-228-0550. That's the telephone number. Our next guest is a research assistant at the Center on Global Energy Policy at Columbia University, a teaching fellow at the John F. Kennedy School of Government, which is at Harvard, and a consulting advisor on energy policy to the state of North Dakota. Some say that he's Al Anderson's intern at the Department of Commerce, but we know that he's a high-test intern, that's for sure. Scott McNally is with us on the program today. Scott, how are you?
Doing well, Mr. Hennen. Thank you for having me on the show today. It's good to see you again.
Good to see you. I had the pleasure of having to be part of a presentation for the North Dakota Royalty Owners Association up in Minot, where Scott and his dad, Steve McNally, who's one of the top Hess officials, and has the Bakken in his portfolio, put together a presentation for folks up there, and really enjoyed the benefit of all that great knowledge. Are you having fun?
Of course, yeah. Man, and can I just say, how cool is it to sit next to the Queen of the West?
Isn't that
so this is actually the first time I've been to Medora, and I went to the musical on Friday night, and man, that was really spectacular. And I didn't know she was going to be on the show today, sitting right next to me, so that was really a treat.
Wasn't that a great show?
Yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah, that's cool. That's fun. Well, we talk about everything on this show, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everything from musicals to what the heck's happening in oil and gas development. So this is enjoyable to be back in, I say be back, I mean, obviously your parents are here now, so it's you're visiting them, but you're tying in some of your work.
I spend as much time as I can in North Dakota. I was here about 10 years ago. I used to work in the Tioga gas plant as a young engineer. And I've been back every year or two since then. I can't seem to stay away from this place. I really like it here.
That's great. And you sound like you're just soaking in tons of data as well, right?
Yeah, that's right. So Lynn Helms at the Department of Mineral Resources has one of the best databases for oil and gas anywhere in the world. When I try and get data from the state of Texas, it's really difficult. But working with state officials here is really a pleasure. It's very easy to do.
And we're going to talk a little bit about what that data is showing you and try to do a little snapshot of that as well. And I know we got a question from John in Bismarck about energy prices, and we'll get to you, John, here in a second as well on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline on the program today. But we do need to make sure we can pay the utility bill. Todd, I sent you a picture of Teddy Roosevelt and I having a little fun with your picture.
Oh, that's already my profile picture on Facebook. I wasted no time on that one. That was awesome. Thank you for that.
More from Medora coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
The Drive for Five is on. The What's on Your Mind radio show is headed to Missoula, Montana, thanks to our presenting sponsor, Discovery Benefits. NDSU is going for a fifth straight national title, and we're excited to hit the road thanks to these great sponsors.
Shields, Gate City Bank, Lake of the Woods Pie Company, Homeowners Financial Group, and Catalyst Medical Center.
Toughness, talent, courage. The Bison have shown it all in winning four straight national titles. And this game with the Montana Grizzlies is the FCS Kickoff Classic, televised live on ESPN.
And brought to you by Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, Odor and Mold Medicine, Gates Manufacturing, Steyr Oil Field Services, and Muscatel Subaru.
That's the What's on Your Mind radio show, the most listened to talk show in North Dakota, live from Missoula, Montana.
Our special broadcast brought to you by Hanson Runsvold Funeral Home, by Mainstay Suites of Tioga, and by Inland Home Mortgage.
That's the NDSU Bison Drive for Five on What's on Your Mind, live from Missoula, Montana. Go Bison!
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Back in Medora, this is What's on Your Mind. Our telephone number is 800 228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Put that on your speed dial and join us anytime. Brought to you in part by one of our favorite stops on the Best Places to Work tour, MBI Energy Services. Had a chance to see Jim Marthod yesterday, the fearless leader of MBI Energy Services out at the Bully Pulpit Golf Course. And, of course, you know, Jim lives here. He loves Medora, so... but they're a great place to work. That's a great company. And if you go to MBI Energy Services website, MBIEnergy.com, you can also check them out on Facebook. You're going to find all kinds of great career opportunities that are every day. They put up another great career opportunity. In fact, last week we were honoring some of their employees as well. They take good care of their folks. Full health care benefits for you and your family. Great place to work, MBIEnergyServices.com or on Facebook at MBI Energy. All right, 21 past the hour, continuing our conversation in Medora with Scott McNally, and I mentioned we have a caller that had a question for you. Scott, John at Bismarck, go ahead, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, I was looking at the cost of electricity down in California, and it costs about $20 per kilowatt hour. Here in Bismarck, it costs maybe about $11 per kilowatt hour. And if you're asked to do something by the government in regards to cleaning up the area or the carbon content even more than it is now, what you're asking is maybe about $30 per hour here in North Dakota. When they ask for technology and you're not able to supply that technology because it doesn't exist, that's sickening to me. I think that's crazy. And to try to bring the cost of electricity up, I think there are going to be people here, if they do that, there are going to be people going without any thing to keep them warm in the winter. And they're going to...
Well, the reliability is a big issue there, John. I'm just going to ask Scott to weigh in on that about whether, you know, what the government seeks from the EPA perspective is attainable.
Right. John, thank you for the question. So North Dakota is, I think we are 46th on the rank of states of in cost of electricity. So we pay one of the cheapest rates of electricity in North Dakota. And that's a product of having a very strong energy industry in the power sector as well. And if so, the EPA Clean Power Plan, if it requires us to reduce our carbon emissions, what that means is that we may be paying a little bit more for electricity. But you know, I'm a strong believer in the industry in North Dakota, and I think that even if these regulations are promulgated and we have to follow them, I believe that we are strong enough to be able to meet these goals without too much of an increase in electricity prices. So one example is, okay, we need to reduce the rate of carbon emissions of our power sector. So what that means is we could continue to build more renewable energy. We have about 1,800 megawatts installed of wind energy now in the state, and we have another 500 megawatts under construction. So we may be able to reach these goals without doing too much that we weren't going to do already. So there will be some challenges ahead, but I'm optimistic that we can come together as a state and meet these challenges.
Appreciate the call, John. Thanks, and others welcome as well. Give me obviously a lot of concern right now about where the price of oil is. And last week, after stabilizing a bit, dipped again, right? So,
right.
Wow. Talk about your research as far as, the price and what that's going to mean for ultimate production.
Right. So we've looked at this. We've done a lot of math. We've looked at the geology. And depending on where you drill and how many wells you drill, you can predict how much the state is going to produce going into the future. So the results of this study is that North Dakota will continue to produce somewhere between 800,000 barrels a day and 1.5 million barrels a day at an oil price between $40 and $100 per barrel based on our simulations. Now, if the oil price goes higher than that, then we will produce more than that. And if the oil price goes below $40 for a long period of time, we may fall off at a faster rate and be producing less than 800,000 barrels a day. But in most scenarios, the state of North Dakota will continue to produce about 1 million barrels of oil a day for the next 2 to 3 decades at least, with no advances in technology. We think we will have some advances in technology, so it will likely be longer than that.
How many more wells have to be added to do that?
We have, I think as of the end of last month, we have 12,862 wells. And the Bakken has the capacity to have about somewhere between 40 and 70,000 wells. So we're only about, you know, 20% of the way there in drilling out the resource. So we have a lot of room to go.
What do you think is more of conventional wisdom, what everybody thinks? And I think a lot of people are in this boom-bust mentality, right? Because it went away in the 80s, and it roared back with the Bakken, and now price went down, so it's, you know, it's bad, right? That seems to be conventional wisdom. Is that wrong?
The conventional wisdom of boom and bust cycle, you mean?
Yeah, in other words, that you just talked about, you know, a million barrels pretty much for the, you know, foreseeable future for decades, right? I mean, that's far from a bust, right? It may be a little lower sometimes and higher other times, but that's a pretty sustained industry.
Yeah, so this is really amazing. So the boom and bust cycle doesn't affect the industry as much as people think it does. Sure, it affects the economy, but the industry... So if you look at natural gas, for example, the price of natural gas up until 2009 averaged... So from 2005 to 2009, averaged $7 per million BTU. Since 2009, it's averaged $3.70 per million BTU. So the price of natural gas was cut in half. But the production continued to grow from 2009 to 2010 to 2011 to 2012. So even though the price dropped, production continued to grow. And that's exactly what we're seeing with the oil production here as well.
What statistic, if you will, what scenario most excites you about the future for North Dakota?
What excites me? Okay, so I think what excites me is the director's cut from DMR last week said that we're at 1.2 million barrels of oil a day. Right. So when we had 180 rigs a year ago, we were at less than 1.2 million barrels a day. And today we're a little bit more than that. So even though the rig count has been cut by more than in half, production is still ticking upwards. So we're getting much more efficient. The cost to produce is going down because our industry is so good at what it does. Our state is so good at what it does.
Only have about a minute left, but another question I want to ask you is just what most excites you about technology going forward? How is that needle going to continue to move and evolve given our growth in the last just 3-5 years?
So you want me to predict the next technological breakthrough? I would love to be able to do that. I don't know. I don't think I can. I'm excited for maybe CO2 EOR if we can get to carbon dioxide injection to open up the reservoir a little bit more. We haven't cracked that code yet, and if we do, it will mean big things for North Dakota.
Yeah, really exciting times, that's for sure. And really, even without any significant new, you know, like you say, a CO2 or some new kind of technology, we've still had incredible growth and efficiencies with single-digit, you know, amount of the oil coming out of the rock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you got to think the future is just incredibly bright. And your numbers are obviously just talking about with what we have today and what we know.
That's right.
Now have without any of those others. So that's important for people to realize. Scott, really appreciate you sharing your data with us, and... Are we going to have you for much longer? Are you going to be able to stick around, or you
got
to go?
I've got. I'm teaching a class this fall at Harvard, so I've got to go back for the fall. But I'll be back several times, and hopefully next year as well.
Appreciate you very much. Thanks
a
bunch.
Thanks for having me on the show.
You bet. Take care. Great information, folks. Scott McNally with us on What's on Your Mind. We'll take a break. When we come back, more from Medora and more with the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation. Stay tuned.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I'm Insignia James Shea, president of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys, too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have that full-service shop with Fortex. It'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance, too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Back in Medora, coming to you from the Rough Rider Hotel, downtown Medora, with a special broadcast today of What's On Your Mind, special in the fact that not every day we get to do the show from Medora. And I'd say that's darn special, Mike. I'm enjoying every bit of it. And looking forward to catching up with our guests on Medora and answer any questions you have on Medora. If you have any questions at all, anything you want to know about, got a couple of that are coming by email and text here. Have at it, 800-228-0550-701-258-0550 or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Polar Service Center. Polar Service Center is in Killdeer. They're soon will be in Williston, and they're also in Billings, Montana. And if you're hauling a tank trailer, you know Polar. You know that name. And if you're driving, you see those Polar trailers. They are everywhere. They're the number one manufacturer of tank trailers in America. Minnesota company. And in North Dakota, as I mentioned, they have now one and soon two service centers. So they service not only Polar tank trailers, but any tank trailer. And they really, really do it well. I mean, if you need a part for a tank trailer, they have it. Simple as that. A huge inventory, about 15 million. They deliver all throughout the Bakken. They have a tank wash. If you go in there and say that crazy Scott Hillen sent me, they'll actually give you $100 off your first tank wash. So it's kind of a nice deal as well. At Polar Service Center. And they're always hiring as well, looking for technicians and growing and expanding as well. So stop and see them at Polar Service Center. Danny's the manager there. Stop it and say hi to Danny. Tell him Scott sent you. Highway 22 North, top of the hill in Killdeer, or the north side of I-90 in Billings, exit 452 or 455. All right. Let's talk Medora here. With us is Randy Hotzenbuehler. Randy is the president of the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation. And Justin Fisk, who's the marketing director here. Gentlemen, it's great to see you. Thanks for the wonderful hospitality, as always, in your great town.
Great to have you here, Scott. Good morning. Thanks for coming.
Absolutely. I was talking to listeners earlier about Harold Schaefer and how he really, to me, was like a Walt Disney of North Dakota, you know, and this really is a Disneyland of North Dakota. And, Randy, you've done such a good job of keeping that dream alive and just continuing to take it to the next level. I really encourage folks, if they haven't been to Medora lately, they haven't been to Medora, right? I mean, you got to come and check it out. This is really well. So congratulations on all the success of just the continued, you know, continued legacy here.
Oh, thank you. I mean, that's very flattering. I enjoyed working with Harold. I got to know him for over 13 years. To even hear you say something like that kind of makes me feel like don't know what to say. But, you know, Medora is is evolving, and if you've been coming around here for a long time, you notice a lot of things that have improved and changed. I think the coolest thing is the team people that we get to work with, we ask ourselves all the time, what can we do to make it better without taking away anything that's already here? And I think that's been the secret. You still, when you drive into Medora, you do not see big billboards. You don't see neon signs. There's still something really, really authentic when people come here, and that's what we try to do, keep adding to that.
I don't know if you'd approve of this commentary, but I always say, when people say, well, Medora, to explain it to me, I said, Rabbit City without reptile gardens.
There you go. Yeah.
You know, the Black Hills with all the, you know, dino land or whatever. Yeah. You know, I mean, really, it's just good old, authentic, old-fashioned fun.
But, you know, you mentioned Harold. If anybody comes to this town, I love when they go into the Harold Schaefer Heritage Center, because nobody will say it better than Harold did. He had a couple of ways of describing Medora, but he would say it was real. The land is real. The history is real. Roosevelt was here. All of that's real. In some ways, we think that we're better than Disney. And not to be boastful, but because it's not manufactured. It's all real. And I loved the way he talked about the Badlands. He used, you know, Harold was everywhere. He had been to so many places, and he talked about the Grand Tetons and Glacier and Yellowstone and the Grand Canyon. And he said, these places are magnificent. They're incredible. But he said why he loved the Badlands and he loved Medora was you could not get your arms around those places. But when you come to Medora, you can crawl to the top of every butte and to the bottom of every ravine. They were on a human scale. And I'll never forget when he said they're on a human scale. I think that is one of the reasons people enjoy this area so much.
And you're so right about the museum. I said earlier, you know, don't just go to the usual stuff. You get poke around a little bit. And that Harold Schaefer Heritage Center is so cool. I mean, the story of Bubble Bath and the TV with you know, What's My Line, and yeah, you know, and the 8-minute video is priceless. You know, where Ed, his son Ed Schaefer, our former governor, is talking about being up on that bluff and overlooking Medora.
Absolutely.
You need to really take that in, and like his office is reenacted, his office at the Capitol at the Gold Steel Sales headquarters, overlooking the Capitol, where you actually have the window that looks like you're looking out, you know, over the Capitol, yeah, and the desk there and everything else.
I'm glad I got to work in that building. I miss that building.
Do you have any favorite stories about being in that building and Harold?
Oh, yeah, I do. This was unscheduled, but I remember one evening sitting in that fourth floor, and you're looking out over the west, and earlier this spring someone asked me about what's your favorite Harold memory, and this was one of them that came to me. 20 years ago, I'm a kid working for Medora, and Harold comes into the office and he says, have you ever watched the sunset? I'm thinking, yeah, I've watched the sunset. But I go into Harold's office in the corner of the Gold Seal Company, and you can practically see New Salem from there. And he says, do you know how long it takes for the sun to set? No, Harold, I don't. He says, about 3 minutes and 20 seconds from the moment it hits the horizon. So we sat there in complete silence, and we watched the sunset. And he was right. It was within about 5 or 6 seconds, and we never said a word. And I walked away, and I thought, I wonder how many times he's done this to appreciate that. And it was one of those things you almost had to be there just to realize that was incredible. It was incredible just to spend 3 minutes and 20 seconds in complete silence with Harold watching a gorgeous sunset.
And he probably did that to say, hey, youngster, come in here and do this and appreciate this every now and then, right, in his own little way. You know, bring somebody else in to enjoy it with him.
He would do those things. He was amazing.
That's pretty cool.
I love hearing about that stuff. And, you know, the Harold Schaefer Heritage Center, well, we're lucky in Medora to have Randy to tell those stories. You know, I didn't have a chance to know Harold. And in the Harold Schaefer Heritage Center, there's so much information and little nuggets like that you can pick up that I feel lucky to be able to absorb as someone who just knows Medora as a tourist destination, but it's so much more than that. It's wonderful.
How are we doing on the 50th anniversary of the Medora musical for attendance?
Well, I think Harold would be really proud of where we're at for attendance this year at the 50th anniversary. We've crossed the 90,000 mark, the number of people who have seen the show this year, but we're almost, in terms of sales, surpassing last year's total attendance. We're at about 103,000 sales for the musical this year. I think we're going to make 115, maybe more. And that will be a landmark season for us, best ever.
How do you do that, Randy? How do you every year have more people coming?
You know, you get lucky. for one thing, we're lucky. The season has been so good from a weather standpoint. But there's more than luck. The show is fantastic. This guy who's sitting across from me, our marketing in the last two or three years is the best it has ever been.
Really
Justin
is.
Has done a great job. But you've been out here for a couple of days. Later on, I hope you get to visit with Mike Bedoin. He has put together a team of people that work out here who love taking care of visitors. And we've added things. Downtown, there's more stuff going on all the time. We had an art opening a couple weeks ago. Young gal who had worked in Fargo and Bismarck and Chicago and had an art opening and sold six pieces of art on her opening day.
Yeah, Jessica Wachter's gallery was amazing.
Really, really great stuff and entertainment all the time downtown, not just at the Medora Musical. Mm-hmm. So I think the product offering is getting greater.
And, Justin, there's also a lot to do in the park and in hiking and, you know, hopping on. When I come out here with the family, it's a staple. We do the trail rides,
yep.
You know. I mean, we've gone from one-hour rides to two-hour rides. There's even a three-hour we'll have to step up to. I mean, there's a lot to do, isn't there?
Yeah, I have a young family, and we love doing all those sorts of active lifestyle, you know, offerings that Medora has. We love getting on the Matahe Trail when we can. The drive through the park is awesome because the kids are always like, bison, bison. And it's always exciting when you drive through the herd of bison in the national park and the prairie dog towns, of course. And there's just so much that you can do around Medora. You can't really fit it all into one day, but you try and pack in as much as you can. And, of course, you have the entertainment Randy spoke about. It is fun to watch. You know, you're grabbing a bite to eat downtown. And you have the TR show every afternoon where, you know, I'm not afraid to say I'm a little bit of a history nerd. That's okay. And the TR show every afternoon at 3:30 is really cool. And if you've got the family out in Medora and it's a warm day, Colonel Roosevelt loves to say that the best part of the show is the air conditioning.
Yeah. he mentioned that a little bit earlier. Here's a question maybe you can answer, Randy, or Justin, whoever wants to take this. Do the Burning Hills singers get paid? I heard they didn't a while back.
Well, Bill Sorensen's not a Burning Hills singer, but he says he would do it for fun. But, yes, that's a professional cast. That's how they make their living. Some of them are performing in New York when they're not here in Medora. You know, they're just a great group of people with a lot of talent.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And I mentioned earlier the volunteers are just, I mean, they're phenomenal.
You know, if you had been here 15 years ago, 10 years ago, a lot of our businesses would be closing this week. We keep all of them open through the very end, in part because of two big changes. That volunteer program, over 600 people will be part of the Medora organization this year. They help us down the stretch. And we've had this wonderful, diverse workforce. We have people from 26 different countries that are working and part of the Medora Foundation today and have been for a decade. And they're able to work to the end, and they've become part of our family.
You know, I don't know how to say this politically correct, and which I'm not very politically correct, but in a lot of places that you go in the hospitality world now, hotels and restaurants, the workforce is not all that great. I mean, they just are, you know, it's obviously it's a very difficult time in recruiting at every level, no matter what you do in North Dakota. But it is so noticeably good here, despite the fact that you're, you know, the person serving you, the fellow from Croatia last night serving us pizza in the parlor was a gem. I mean, we had a great conversation with the folks at the front desks. I mean, it's really incredible.
You know, earlier when Justin said he never met Harold Schaefer, but he can talk about him as if he had. That, to me, is one of the keys of the Medora Foundation. There are people from all over the world who I think are learning life skills because they're working in Medora. And we have this vision statement that we're so proud of, that people who are working, 345 people, they get it. We connect people to historic for positive life, historic Medora for positive life-changing experiences. You take those international workers, some of them are supporting a family of 6 to 10 people, and they come back here year after year because Mike and his team treat them with great respect, and they love it. They absolutely love being in Medora, and that translates into great service for our visitors.
And it doesn't matter if you're talking international workers or folks from around the corner who are working in Medora for the summer, you know, retirees who come up every summer and run the Cowboy Lyles candy. You talk to any of them after their first summer working in Medora, 10, 15 years later, and they always say the same thing, best summer of my life.
We have to talk a little bit about Bully Pulpit, and I also want to ask you about this new Life Skills Center, mm-hmm. Speaking of these volunteers. We'll do that when we come back with our guests from Medora today on What's On Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
PetroServe USA, helping America feel better by connecting our cornfields with our oil fields. PetroServe USA, on the 4-for-4 deal, the hot stuff personal pan pizza, the 20-ounce drink, the two cookies, four items for $4 all day long. It's a great deal. And for NDSU Bison fans, there's no better deal than 25% off all NDSU clothing all month long. So come on in and get ready for the drive for five. There's great grab-and-go specials, too, like Barrel of Fun chips, 8-ounce bags, your choice of flavors, $1.79. Deli Express mini donuts, chocolate powder or crunch, 99 cents. Sour punch candy, 59 cents. Giant sunflower seeds, your choice of flavors, only $1.39. Firewood, $5.49 each or two for $10. And PetroServe USA work gloves, only $12.99 each. Propane, $10 for a fill or an exchange. Those deals and many more at the PetroServe USA location near you. From Mandan to Bemidji. From Wahpeton to Grafton. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings. It's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Top of the hour, rolling on. And What's on Your Mind will be in Tioga tomorrow, broadcasting from Nesson Consulting Services. Looking forward to that. Midori today, and then we'll take a brief respite from the road on Wednesday, and then head back to it. We'll be in Newtown on Thursday for a fun day, and then Tioga also on Friday at Pinnacle. So lots to come. Some questions that have come in by email and text here. One is, That celebrity that you were talking about in Medora, is it John Boehner, the Speaker of the House? It is, and it was, and he has left. I've got a photo up, but he golfed Midoriya. Do they get a lot of celebrities here, Randy? Is that common?
Well, probably more common than we even know. A lot of times people come to Medora just to get away and not be noticed. I know we had Josh Dumal here last week for several days. But we try to respect them if they are here and give them their privacy.
I did hear that a lot of folks approaching the speaker on the golf course yesterday, and he was great about it, waving him over for pictures and, you know, lots of stuff. So that was kind of neat. And he's a golfer. He was here last year, you know, and said, I got to come back. So
I got to caddy with him last year. He came here after we'd had a flood, which thankfully we've taken care of all those issues. And he only played six holes. He must have liked it well enough to come back.
Yeah,
I got to get your mic up there. I don't know why I messed that up. You know, he was here for a series of events with Congressman Kevin Cramer. And Kevin, of course, has been a longtime supporter of Medora, former tourism director. But he's talked about Medora as a secret weapon. It's how I get these guys to keep coming back. And he said he's back in North Dakota for one reason, because that never happens. Medora. You know?
I love it.
That's great. Let's see here. What else? Another emailer has a question about, where is that now? Got so many darn things coming in. Here it is. Do you think Medora's getting too commercialized? Has it lost some charm because of all the newness out there? My answer would be no, but I mean, you managed to, you know, freshen things up without really it being new, don't you?
Yeah, I think so. I think that the visitation numbers would say that people like what's happening. The things that we've done new really look old. Take the pizza parlor across the street. People love it. It's more than twice as busy as it was before. And I've had more people say, I didn't know it was a new building because we sourced 123-year-old wood for the exterior. So many of the things that are quote-unquote new are actually preservation projects of something that is very old. We saved a number of 100-plus-year-old buildings in the last few years.
On Bully Pulpit, want to talk about that quickly? I mean, still doing incredible?
We're going to have the best year we've ever had.
Is that right?
Yeah. Our team out there, Casey, the pro, and Kathy, they run a great shop, and Kyle Fick takes care of that golf course. I have not been out there in several days. I need to get there. But this weekend was busy. It was fun to hear a lot of people say, I cannot believe the condition of that golf course. And it has been hot and dry, and they've just got it in prime condition.
And, Justin, we should talk a little bit about that and the musical. Folks can golf well into the end of the fall at Medora,
yeah,
at Bully
yeah,
Pulpit, right?
Absolutely. We have a golf season that will take you all the way into late October. It starts at the golf course a little bit before the Medora musical opens each spring. And, you know, this year you can take in the musical all the way through September 12th. We've added an extra week of Medora musical this year. And, you know, one of my favorite things to do is to encourage people, come out, do the musical, golf, park, do the whole thing, and take in the whole Medora experience.
That's awesome. And, by the way, we are going to, as our final little gesture here, one more topic I want to ask these gentlemen about, but as our final gesture of thanks, we have, I want to give a lucky listener a pair of Bully Pulpit passes to get out there and golf. Okay, we have that. And then we also have, Todd just has in his hot little hands there from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame a couple of certificates to take that in, which is also here. Here in Medora. So what we'll do is caller 5 and 6. 5 will get the lucky golf passes at Bully Pulpit. 6 will get the Hall of Fame if you call our Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline at 800-228-0550. Okay? 800-228-0550. We'll tell you who the lucky winners are tomorrow on the program. Tell me quickly, Randy, about the Life Skills Center. I see it under construction on the way up to the course. What is it?
It's been a long dream. Harold Schaefer always was troubled by the fact that employees and guests ate in the same space. And so our Life Skills Center is about a $7 million project we are building to where every day those 1,000 people between volunteers and employees, there will be a space that they will go to. They'll take their meals, but there will also be an English as a second language classroom, a prayer room, a resource room where the student employees who are taking online college course credits will be able to take that, do those things, a fitness room. It's really a facility to take care of the people who take care of the visitors. I'll finish it by just saying we had a board member, Guy Mose, from Baker Boy. For a couple of years ago, he said, the Medora Foundation is a talent generator. And our alum, and that's how I think about them, just like a university, our alum are doing great things in lots of businesses around this state. And we are going to even be more intentional about teaching those life skills to the people who spend a summer with us.
That's fantastic. And that's under construction.
We'll be in occupying it April next year.
Wow, and that allows even for the folks involved in the musical to
practice their music instruments. We're going to have a rehearsal stage that replicates the musical stage, so they can do their rehearsals in Medora rather than in Minneapolis. And I just have to right now. There's a lot of people, but I have to thank the Marseille family, Bill and Jane Marseille from Fargo, for making the lead gift, and a number of other people who have been very, very generous. They get it. They know that Medora is a North Dakota asset and that the people that we have work out here become really valuable in their businesses around the state.
Great stuff. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Scott.
Enjoy it. One last text from a listener says, I wish Teddy Roosevelt had grabbed John Boehner by the collar and shook some conservative sense into him to live up to the mandate of the last two elections, says Rod. So one of the reasons we were hoping to have an interview with the speaker so we could convey some of those concerns among the conservative faithful, but he is a good man, and I stand by that. We'll talk about it tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Need a new shop, storage building, warehouse, recreational facility, or addition, but you're sitting on someone's wait list? Anderco has over 100 years of experience and can start on your project right now. Get a free estimate today and ask about valuable upgrade specials when you order your steel building from Anderco. Call 701-277-7078 for specials good through the end of August, or go to AndercoEnterprises.com.
With the success of the Case IH Tiger Quad Track and Magnum Road Track Tractors, it's no secret why Case IH is the leader of the track at Border Plains Equipment. So it wasn't surprising when the competition started imitating us. But only Case IH offers a five-axle design to give you a smoother ride and more power to the ground with less firming and compaction. Still, we're flattered. In fact, if we weren't already red, we'd be blushing. To learn more, visit us at Border Plains Equipment, Williston, Stanley, and Glasgow, Montana today.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.